Head coach Brent Bolte, very soggy as well. I told you a couple hours ago in the pregame interview, I hope you're soggy and cold. So, are you?
Mission accomplished, boys. It's, it's a great feeling, boy. They hit it hard on ourselves, but very excited for the guys to bounce back in the second half and find a way to win.
Drew mentioned it, and I'm going to ask you right now, the Wildcat. What did you see, without giving too much away, in Sioux Falls defense that you thought that it would work this week?
You know, Drew did it in junior college, so we knew he had it. And if we wouldn't be so banged up and have all these injuries, we would have done this stuff a long time ago. So we finally were able to start doing stuff. Got Van Ness back at receiver. We got Snake back at receiver. We started getting some pieces of the puzzle back. Nimi, full strength. So we're it's weird. You know, we kind of had a little bit of a reset with when Alt went down, and now I think the offense is starting to see, regardless who's back there, they can do it. So Wildcat's been there, but we needed it. I don't know if you'd ever seen a higher pop fly pass out of a guy in my life, but I think I don't know who caught it, but he probably did a fair catch back there and camped underneath of it, thank God it worked.
I think it was Manny Kugma.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a big 2 points at that particular time. Do you guys have one of those cards of when to go for two and when not to?
Yeah, we did, or we do. So.
Were you playing it strictly by the card, or was that a gut feeling?
No, I felt pretty confident about the play that we had in the back pocket. So that's one, again, it's just like we practice those situations so many times. Two-point conversions, overtime, you do it until you want to puke, and it's just like we finally get a chance to use it. And we knew going into the game we were going to go for it on fourth downs. I told those guys when we went for it at our 30 or whatever it was earlier, I was like, I had a hard time saying go for it. I was like, I choked on my own tongue. I was like, oh. But you have to. They're a good football team, and we knew we were going to have to hang on the ball, not let them pound us on defense and just wear us out. And we were able to do that today. It was really a team effort. And I'll be honest with you, at halftime, I really felt like we were in control of the game, but we're down 14-3. Botch, you know, special teams, we got issues we need to correct there, but you know, Ike, you know, misses a 52-yarder, hits the upright on a 47. We give up one big run and some couple turnovers, and I was like, really, we're losing. And then to have the fumble, and they got the short yarders, I was like, man, I didn't know if we're gonna be able to overcome it. But give the guys credit, they were pretty locked in on the sidelines, and just kudos to the kids.
Talk about your defense for a moment. Watson had his 100+ yards, however, he had the 39-yard run, and otherwise you shut him down pretty effectively. And then the pass defense with those two big interceptions, great pressure up front as well.
Yeah, I thought that, really, to be honest with you, I mean, they popped the backup kid, hit the big 60-yarder, 59-yarder, and he's good too. But they're big and physical up front, and I was just like, hey, if we can keep them under 350, which I'm normally like, hey, we have to stop the run. You're like, hey, they're going to take some body blows, but we're pretty physical. I don't think we give our D-line enough credit, you know, the two big guys inside. Josh Willey and Dylan Ellingson obviously played well. Van Houten played extremely well, just physical. And then Hoffman, too, and all the rest of the D-linemen. We're playing a true freshman in there. And they were able to bottle it up for the most part. And the win they got, the big runs, really was because the secondary didn't quite get fit. So give the kids. They played hard, and there were some shots out on the field. That was a physical game. It was a very interesting game. There was a lot of talking on the field. Two teams that certainly don't like each other from probably when we were down there before. So it was a fun one to win. But, yeah, the kids played exceptionally well.
You've said it. There's no tradition better than that lake jump. And, boy, that crowd today was certainly into this thing.
It was wild. I just want to thank all those people that were here, the alumni. I got bombarded. I don't know how many people grabbed me, tossed me, threw me around on the way to the lake. So hopefully those guys can all make it out later tonight. It's been a long day of tailgating, I think, for some. But I tell you what, when you have that too, and even their head coach, Coach Anderson, he's like, this is a remarkable environment. So it truly is, and hopefully the guys can come out when we're back in town in a few weeks to see us take the Mavericks on.
Speaking of that, that's 2 weeks from now. Next week you go to Upper Iowa. You really have to get focused on that game because obviously you can't look back at this one or forward to the next one.
No, we're pretty good about that, about locking in and going. Plus, it's my hometown basically growing up, so I'll be in our kids' ear a little bit about how we're going to prep. And I don't get to go back to my home state very often, and certainly don't, you know, I'll have half the people probably in Fayette to be relatives of mine. So it's dangerous down there. You laugh. You got to watch who you're dating too. So it's just one of those deals in Iowa. You know how it is. Maybe you don't.
Well, no, I don't. But now I'm getting a picture of how it is in Iowa. You got to watch who you date, Schultzy. Remember that.
Yeah. Well, family circles down there. So
wow,
the circles kind of cross over one another, right?
You got to do some background checks, especially when you only graduated with 20-some in your class. So you got to be smart.
There you go. And on that note, Schultzy, what you got?
Congratulations. See you next week in Fayette.
Thanks, guys.
That's our Otter Tail Power Player of the Game, Drew Lukowski, and the head coach of the Beavers, Brent Bolte. Our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Bemidji State wins this one 25-21, our final.